it down. You burn your mansion to the ground. When there's nothing left to keep you here, when you're falling behind in this big blue world, oh, you got to hold on, hold on. Baby, you gotta hold. By the Riverside Motel, well, it's 10 below and falling. And by a 99 cent store, she closed her eyes and started swaying. But it's so hard to dance that way when it's cold and there's no music. When your old hometown's so far away, but inside your head there's a record playing a song called Hold On, Hold On. Baby, you've got to hold on, take my hand, standing right here, you got to hold on, hold on. Baby, you've got to hold on.
Hi, this is Naomi Sheldon, the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, Winnipeg.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Terry, I'll be with you until 9 o'clock rolls around. And Venus Envy is a show that plays music by female and gender diverse artists every Thursday night right here on 101.5 UMFM. I've been sitting on tonight's playlist for about a month, and it's a bit different than a normal show, just because I'm going to be devoting the next hour to one artist. And that artist is Chris Darkson. I started off with the track Heavy Heart Mourns. That's from Negamo Records, Chris Darkson and Scylla on that track. And the reason that I'm devoting an hour to the music of Chris Darkson is that tragically, they passed away on May 16th in a car accident in northern Alberta. And that is a great loss for all of us, and certainly for their family and friends and people who love them and the Winnipeg music community. There's lots of folks here who have connections to Chris. I didn't know them personally, but I've been playing them on this show for years, and just a very special human being who clearly had a lot to give the world. And it's just so tragic that she is now gone. Just to note that, as far as I can tell through my research, she used she and they pronouns, so I'll be using both throughout the show. So if you're not familiar with Chris Dirksen, she was a two-spirit Cree cellist and composer. She was from Northern Alberta, and she was an innovator. The National Arts Centre described them as a composer with a foot in many worlds, with music that weaved together a classical background and Indigenous ancestry with new school electronics to create genre-defying music. She rose to prominence in 2006, when she started performing with Tanya Tagak using looping guitar pedals to make the cello more relatable and innovative. I love the cello, and I love an amplified cello, and I'm pretty sure Chris Dirksen is the reason for that. They went on from that beginning to have new work commissioned by many prestigious arts organizations, including several here in Winnipeg, and they performed with over 15 different symphonies and chamber orchestras across Canada. They were very devoted to diversifying classical music, including folks who aren't traditionally seen in that realm. I'm pretty sure that I first discovered Chris through Kinney Starr, who I was into in the early 2000s. So tonight, I just wanted to give over the show to them, their beautiful music. And I'm going to move through their music in roughly chronological order. So this next set is all from their debut album. It's the album that I first heard from them, and I think when I saw them at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in about 2017, apparently, this album, I think, was something that they played a lot from. And fun fact, because of course we broadcast from the University of Manitoba, and I actually work for the University of Manitoba, separate from my volunteer gig here. And every year at convocation, the grads walk into a couple of the songs I'm going to play in the next set, including this one, which is just a lovely little song called Smile at Me by Chris Dirksen, right here on Venus Envy. Thank you. That was Chris Dirksen and What Did You Do, Boy? Before that, Hindsight 2020. We Danced, Movement One, and Smile at Me. Those were all by Chris Dirksen off of the album The Cusp. Want to read a little poem for you now. This was written by Shane Coyson right after Chris Dirksen's death. It's called The Cellist, and it's for Chris Dirksen. The cello is considered the instrument that most closely resembles the human voice. Your voice knew things about sorrow most of us spend lifetimes trying not to learn. You carried entire winters in your chest and still found a way to make music sound like a spring thaw. Your music never pretended pain was beautiful. It simply refused to let pain be alone. Your bow pulled people towards remembering themselves in a country that taught forgetting like it was the curriculum. The tragedy is not only that you are gone, it's that the world had just begun to understand how much healing could fit inside your hands. I just thought that was a beautiful tribute. So thanks for joining me. Tonight we are celebrating the life and legacy of Two-Spirit Cree cellist and composer Chris Dirksen, who tragically died in a car accident last month. One of the things that they are known for is creating a new genre called orchestral powwow. I'm going to play a couple tracks off of an album of that name later in this set. But first, I'm going to play a track of Chris's with Kinney Starr called I See Icy Water.
Thank you.
That was one of Chris Dirksen's commissioned pieces. That one was with Julia McLean and called Landbach. Before that, I played two tracks off of her album Orchestral Powwow, Round Dance featuring Northern Voice and Improvisations on the Sunset featuring Jennifer Kreisberg. And I started off the set with Icy, Icy Water, Chris Dirksen and Kinney Starr. So before their death last November, Chris Dirksen released what would be her final album called The Visit. And that's what I'm going to fill the last set with. I do want to mention her wife was in the car with her, was driving the car when the accident happened. Her wife survived, but has been in critical condition in an Edmonton hospital since the accident, coming, I guess, just past a month now. There is a GoFundMe to just support her and her family, or them and their family. I'm not actually sure what pronoun she uses or they use. I have put that link in the show notes for tonight's show if you are interested in showing support. All right, so in this last set, three tracks from the album The Visit by Chris Dirksen, starting up with Abakwad. beautiful track called Treaties from Chris Dirksen. That's off of the album The Visit. Before that, I played New Heya off of the same album and a Backwad off of the same album. Thanks so much for joining me as I celebrate the music of Chris Dirksen, whose life was tragically cut short. I just imagine what they could have done, right? But what they did with the years that they had is just amazing. So I hope you've gotten a really good taste of the breadth of their music tonight, and it has encouraged you to go check out more. I'm going to finish with a track I had the privilege to see live. I mentioned that the first time I saw Chris Dirksen, it was at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in about 2017. The last time I saw them was actually last year. They played their work Awasowin, which is Warming by the Fire, with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. And it was very neat. The orchestra, it was like an orchestral concert that was set up in the round around an imaginary fire. And there was audience participation. I got to be part of creating a rainstorm, which was pretty cool and just a really great example of bringing people together for an experience. And that's one of the things that Chris Dirksen was great at. So this is a 20-minute track. You are going to have to check it out elsewhere, but I am going to play the first couple minutes of it for you. It takes you through an entire evening, starting with the starting of the fire. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for all the great programming on 101.5 UMFM. You've been listening to Venus Envy.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
This is Michael from Orbit Service. You're listening to 101.5 CJUM.
101.5 UMFM.